This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. The Guardian newspaper recently interviewed a member of the 9/11 Commission tasked with investigating the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. John F. Lehman, a Republican and former U.S. Navy Secretary under President Reagan, has just come forward and said that, quote, there was clear evidence that Saudi government employees were part of a support network for the 9/11 hijackers, end of quote. Mr. Lehman wants the Obama administration to declassify a secret congressional report on the Saudi connection to 9/11. The revelation comes just weeks after President Obama visited the longtime U.S. ally to assuage Saudi King Salman and mend frayed ties between the two countries. My guest is Dr. Stephen Zunis. He's a professor of politics and international studies at the University of San Francisco, where he serves as a coordinator of the program in Middle Eastern Studies. He also is a senior policy analyst for Foreign Policy in Focus, a project of the Institute for Policy Studies, and an associate editor of Peace Review. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Good to be with you again.
Thanks so much for joining us. So this, honestly, is a bombshell revelation. However, we shouldn't be terribly surprised, given that a majority of the 9/11 hijackers were Saudi Arabians. And we know through other arenas, right, that Saudi Arabia has supported groups that have been linked to terrorist acts.
Certainly. 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi nationals. And the Saudi Arabian government has long supported networks of hardline Salafist groups, including those that have engaged in terror. Up until now, though, there was not much public evidence of this direct involvement with the 9/11 hijackers themselves. And so this is definitely something of a bombshell, as you say.
So the commissioners, the original commission that was put together, that published this report in a book format, you could go to the bookstore and buy it. And it was, the whole point was to essentially try to understand how the attacks happened, try to investigate it. They were charged with this. What do you know of why it was this Saudi connection hasn't come up until now?
Well, the wording in the official 9/11 commission report was somewhat vague. I mean, they said there are no evidence of senior Saudi officials being involved. And the new revelations don't change that. But what it does seem to indicate that there were a number of employees of the Saudi government, apparently somewhat lower level, but nevertheless Saudi people who are on the Saudi government payroll, working for the government in their Department of Islamic Affairs, that were indeed giving direct support to these al-Qaeda cells. And so it doesn't, it sort of underscores that the 9/11 Commission probably knew of what may indeed shortly be revealed, but they worded it in such a way that they could maintain this kind of ambiguity.
And why did they do that? I mean, were they essentially, as far as you understand, being instructed by the Bush administration to keep this quiet?
It's quite possible. I mean, the Saudi government has gotten away with all sorts of things that, if they were done by almost any other government, would create a major diplomatic crisis or even worse. The United States, of course, is very dependent on Saudi oil, but also they are the source of huge, huge multi-billion dollar contracts for American companies, not just arms manufacturers, but politically influential companies like Bechtel, which has had close ties to the Bush administration, the San Francisco-based firm that has, you know, long had ties to senior members of the Republican Party. They were responsible for overseeing major projects the construction projects with the Saudi government as they built out this huge infrastructure over the decades based on their petrodollars. And so when you have this kind of money at stake with very powerful corporations, obviously you don't want to ruffle feathers, not just in terms of diplomatic relations with what's considered an important United States ally in the Middle East, but also with powerful corporate interests here at home.
Right. Now, the Guardian newspaper on Friday had another report where they essentially had revelations from a former 9/11 staff member, so not John Lehman, but another staff member with the commission who, on condition of anonymity, basically describe a scene with a Saudi diplomat named Fahad Al-Tumairi, who it was very clear was apparently giving support to two of the 9/11 hijackers who had been living in Southern California for a short time. And they basically, this person described this man, Saudi diplomat, as really quite scary and clearly lying. I mean, when I think about the kinds of crazy conspiracy theories that have come out about 9/11, that the Bush administration orchestrated this, you know, huge conspiracy to destroy the Twin Towers and to bomb the Pentagon to create a pretext for war. Honestly, what we're hearing about now, that sounds like the real 9/11 conspiracy, doesn't it?
Yes, I've never bought into the grand conspiracies that it was some kind of inside job by the Bush administration. But I've always had that there were a number of unanswered questions, which and there did there were indeed appear to be a number of cover-ups. The entire truth was not getting out, and I think this indeed reinforces the fact that the Bush administration was clearly intent on not telling the whole truth regarding the Saudi connection. This fellow was actually, you mentioned, was a part of the Saudi consulate in Los Angeles, and the United States quietly had him return to Saudi Arabia. No attempts at prosecution potentially being an accomplice in the greatest mass murder in U.S. history. Again, we didn't want to ruffle diplomatic feathers. So again, it just shows how distorted the administration's priorities were in that they covered up for apparent involvement by people connected to an allied government while preparing to go and invade a country that had nothing to do with it.
Exactly. So that last part of your sentence is so crucial. In the immediate aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, one or two days later, Congress was giving the Bush administration blanket authority, the president blanket authority, to go after any and all groups involved in the 9/11 attacks. And of course, we know by early October, they invaded Afghanistan. Several months later, Iraq. Today, the drone attacks, which is the warfare of method of choice, have spread to all these different countries. All of them hinged on those attacks on September 11th, 2001, with Saudi Arabia nowhere in sight. The country with the most direct links to the 9/11 attacks that we're supposed to, you know, be giving our government public permission to launch all these wars because of what was done to this country on 9/11. And in the end, we've gone after a bunch of other countries that didn't have as direct a link as the Saudis did. I mean, now that entire premise of all of these wars, the war on terror, should be in question, shouldn't it?
Exactly. The war authorization of October 2000 or September 2001, just a couple days after the 9/11 attacks, was specifically towards those who are responsible for those attacks and those supporting them. However, the Bush administration and the Obama administration has used this authorization to bomb no less than seven countries with on the grounds of fighting terrorism, even though most of these groups indeed had nothing to do with 9/11 and nothing to do with supporting those responsible for it, while the country that was responsible, at least on some lower levels of its government, for supporting the hijackers, has not only been bombed, not only not been bombed, but is essentially has escaped even a serious inquiry or any kind of diplomatic repercussions.
And now, of course, people have suggested that there has been Saudi government covert backing and arming of groups like ISIS, the Islamic State, which is the new organization that the U.S. has extended that military authority, authorization for military force to. And so it just keeps going. And it's the amount of damage that has been done to countless lives, countless countries, the refugee crisis, you can, you know, pin so much on the fact that Saudi Arabia was not named. Not, of course, that I, or probably you, would ever recommend that the U.S. go bomb Saudi Arabia, because most peace activists, and I count myself among them, would never suggest responding to a terrorist attack through more terrorism. But still, just, you know, had this commission actually revealed the real links, had the U.S. held back from jumping into war, we might have had some kind of legal reckoning in a international court, international criminal court. There could have been this whole other alternative way of addressing these terrorist attacks, couldn't there?
Very much so. I mean, it's striking that Saudi Arabia is one of the most dangerous, destabilizing forces in the world, and yet, you know, for both the Republican and Democratic administrations over the decades, we've tried to portray them as some kind of moderate force. I mean, they're anything but moderate. I mean, just their domestic policies, they're among the most totalitarian, misogynist states in the world, far worse than Iran. And Iran's pretty bad, but Saudi Arabia is far, far worse in terms of its treatment of women, its treatment of dissidents, its treatment of religious minorities. Their bombing of Yemen has killed thousands of civilians over the past year or so. Their invasion of Bahrain to suppress the nonviolent, broad-based pro-democracy movement there. I mean, the list goes on, and the support for the Salafist extremists, including apparently Al-Qaeda and those connected to 9/11, is just yet another example of what kind of government we are dealing with here. And it's just amazing that they have not gotten the kind of scrutiny that they deserve, because I think if they did, it would mean that instead of going after these phantoms that are more politically expedient to go after for whatever broader hegemonic goals the United States has in the region, we might actually have taken steps to pursue justice. And it says a lot about the priorities of the U.S. government, which direction we've gone.
Right, and that all depends, of course, on the Obama administration. In the last few months of Obama's presidency, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest was asked about John Lehman's interview with The Guardian, and when he was asked if he had a comment, Earnest said, "I don't." And so we'll certainly see how this all plays out. Stephen, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be with you.
My guest is Stephen Zunis. He is a professor of politics and international studies at the University of San Francisco, where he serves as a coordinator of the program in Middle Eastern Studies. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.